Hello, all you Disney lovers out there. I am the Disney enthusiast, Matthew Avery, and I am back with another episode of the Disney enthusiast, Matthew Avery, the podcast. Now, I'm here today to talk about the most recent season, Rapunzel's Tangled Adventure. And it was previously titled Tangled Before Ever After. And then it got changed to Rapunzel's Tangled Adventure as Rapunzel journeyed outside the walls of Corona to find out the mystery of the Black Rocks. And we actually have some new characters. First off, we got the original cast, Eugene, Rapunzel, Cassandra. Now, King Frederick and Queen Ariana were not in the season. We also got Pascal and Maximus. And we got Padella, who was Cassandra's horse. We also got, what's his name? Hold on a second. Lance. Eugene's old childhood friend. Who was seen at, like, I think somewhere midpoint at the beginning of the first season, near the first season. And apparently he's now part of the main cast. The second non-movie character. What I mean by non-movie character is these characters came Cassandra, her horse, and Lance are one of a few that did not, on the series, that did not appear in the main movie. And, I honestly, this series was, season 2 was filled with adventure, and we also did get some more, another character. What's her name? I know her name, honest, I do. And, where is it? I'll be right back after I find her name. We were introduced to this new character called Adira, who made a cameo in the season 1 finale. You know, the woman who slices one of the Black Rocks cleanly with her sword. Turns out Adira is actually, she's mysterious and a fierce warrior. She appeared as a supporting character, and she was a mysterious ally through season 2, all of season 2. And we also got that bearded guy. Who was it? Was it again? It's he's small and has a beard. Very messy. Anyway, what also struck me in the series is the friendship between Cassandra and Rapunzel. Like, throughout the series, it seems like there was a strain in the relationship, like the friendship. Like, Rapunzel kept, questioning Cassandra's judgment about certain people. And, honestly, if I were to choose one of my favorite non-characters that, from the series that did not appear in the main movie, like the first Tangled movie, it would have to be Cassandra. She debuted after the movie that struck this series. And don't worry about that. Those are just my pets. And yeah. Throughout the series, there was a strain in Rapunzel and Cassandra's friendship. And it all came down to the final episode of the series where Cassandra and Rapunzel, Eugene, and the rest of their friends made it to the Dark Kingdom, where the Moonstone was located. Now, before this, Eugene received a locket that had a little fortune in it that said that one person will betray your group. And he right away was looking at everyone, and last struck a glare at Cassandra, who gave an evil glare while looking back from him. I was like, don't let this be true. Don't let this be true. Don't let me Cassandra, the one who's going to betray the group. Then it came down to the end of the episode. Near the end of the episode. Sorry about that. My phone went off and all that. And Rapunzel was just about to get her hands on the Moonstone. Then out of nowhere, Cassandra out of nowhere grabs the Moonstone. Like, you gotta be kidding me. Cassandra's like one of my favorite characters from this entire series. Now she's the villain. I just broke my heart into two. My Disney loving heart just broke into two. I just also want to remind you in one of the previous episodes where I think it was Rapunzel was trapped in a dream world. And in this series, Cassandra did suffer a wound when she tried to save Rapunzel from something, and she ended up getting a severe burnt hand. Here's the thing, Cassandra walked into this door in a strange house, and the strange house disappeared, and the door reappeared, and Cassandra walked out of that door. Like, we didn't see her till like the end of the episode, one episode, and what struck me is when Cassandra grabbed that Moonstone and put it in her chest, gave herself the dark powers. By the way, she got some very nice new hair color, and I think it was blue, like looked like an aqua blue, and her eyes turned blue. And it just shocked me that she would do something like that. Here's the theory. I'm sensing that was not the real Cassandra who came out that door. And I'm just hoping that my theory is true, that what I saw is not the real Cassandra. No more than a clone of her, or she may have been mind controlled or something. I hope what I'm saying, some of my theories come true, because I'm praying that I don't want to see Rapunzel fighting who once was one of her friends, her best friends. Here's one thing: if it is the real Cassandra in season 3, what did her father think? Her father, who adopted her, what would he think? He would probably be disappointed. But I love this series. And it ending on that cliffhanger where Cassandra said, "Be careful with who you trust." Here's the thing, not again. Not again. Okay, girls, go back downstairs. Sorry about that. My dogs again. And here's what I'm hoping. Season 2, I give 2 thumbs up. It's good. From what I heard, season 3 is going to be the last for this series, which really saddens me. And Series 2 was wow. Full of adventure and mystery and new characters and major reveals, like Eugene was revealed to be apparently a prince. His father ended up in the Dark Kingdom. His father was the king of the Dark Kingdom, and apparently Eugene was apparently a prince all his time, and he didn't know it. That's actually pretty cool. Anyway, I pray the Almighty Lord that is not the real Cassandra come season 3. And hats off to the people who made this series. The season 2 was by far an amazing series, and I can't wait for the final season. See what happens. Anyway, thank you guys for listening to this episode. If you like this episode, make sure you give it a good star, as that really helps me out. And if you want to go check out my other podcast episodes, if you want to go follow me on social media, it's Matt Avery of Andell, all in lowercase. It's my Instagram. Matt Avery Disney, all in caps, is my Twitter. I also got a TikTok account, Matt Avery Disney, M-A-D, and those three names are all capital. And my Snapchat is Maves Avery with a down dash between Maves and Avery. And remember to also check out my super awesome and magical YouTube channel. And remember to keep calm and keep Disneying on. For all of you Disney lovers out there, I'm the Disney enthusiast Matthew Avery. And I'll see you in the next episode, my friends.